Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And a happy National Hunting and Fishing Day to you. There are some organized celebrations going on. Are you going to be planning to participate? We'll give you a rundown on the activities that have been set up by the Department of Wildlife and Fishery. Tell you what, going to be a beautiful weekend. I stepped out this morning about 3:30, and it hit me. You know, it was like 64 degrees, low humidity. Like a time warp or a season change all in one day. Well, not going to last that long. We're probably going to hit 90 in the middle of the day. But, boy, late evenings and early mornings, very nice for the outdoors activities. Well, next week we got October when I'll be talking to you. It'll be in the month of October, and things really get going then. We got the archery season for deer, squirrel, and rabbit, the small game. Already got teal and dove seasons, and in some areas the early bow season in Louisiana. But, man, it's just so warm to get up in a stand and hunt deer. Anyway, have you been out? How was your trip? We're looking for your hunting and fishing reports. I also have a question for the audience this morning, too. You know, after hearing public comments at hearings and observing survey responses over the years, when the topic of catch and release for largemouth bass comes up, there's always the big questions, are bass strictly catch and release to get bigger and be re-caught, or are they one of the freshwater species that belongs on the table as well as in the water? So my question for the audience this morning is, are bass for the grease or for the release? Text your comments and questions along with your reports. Our text number is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Want to find out what the feeling is, the vibe, the attitudes of the listeners. Over the years, it's changed, and some people strictly believe bass are only for catch and release and should never be put into the frying pan, and other people say, boy, they are delicious. What are your thoughts? All right, we also have the deer seasons that are set and the limits. You know, the reason they do that is to best manage the populations and give hunters maximum opportunity to participate in the sport successfully. But we got some slobs out there that don't think those rules are for them, that they're just for you and me. And that's why three men get to be on this show as bad boys of the outdoors. Their story coming up a little bit later on. Now, in addition to that lower humidity and cool morning temperatures, did you notice a slight change in the angle of the sun? Well, that's because fall is creeping in, and that means it's time to stock the fishing and hunting camp with what you're going to need to better enjoy outdoor seasons in the fall and winter. And today, on National Hunting and Fishing Day, at Aquistapace Market in Mandeville, they're sponsoring a Stock the Camp event with some special gear and items. I'll be out there. The event goes on from noon to 5, and a little bit later on we're going to talk to Eric Aquistapace, and he'll explain to you exactly what this first-time event is called Stock the Camp, and we invite you to come by. Also, if you're going offshore fishing this morning or this weekend, got a notice for you. There is a closure in federal waters for amberjack. Yeah, they're still open in state waters. And the red snapper watch that we do, well, we're getting very, very close to reaching the harvest quota, so you're going to have to keep your antennas up. It's still open as of now, but we were somewhere around 91% as of a couple of weeks ago. And also, we have, in addition to our snapper watch, we now have a skunk watch, and we'll tell you what that's all about and how you can join into the search. Well, if you're going out, here's your forecast. If you're headed offshore, north wind's going to be breezy, straight out of the north, 12 to 20 knots, about 3 to 4 foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays, 10 to 18. I know teal hunters will love it. not so much for the fishermen. Tomorrow, much better. Those winds from the north will calm down, 6 to 12 offshore, about 1 to 2 foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays, 5 to 10 out of the north. Very, very nice. A lot of water going to be moving, 1.3 on the average tide, and the Mississippi River is a falling, 2.1 is the stage right now. All right, when we come back after this quick break, we'll be talking to Robbie Campo. We head to Shell Beach at this time every Saturday morning, and you know it if you listen to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we head down to Shell Beach to Campo's Marina. We check in with Robbie Campo. And, Robbie, good morning. I got a message for you from my friend Butch, the bridge tender over at Wycloski. He said the bridge is going to be closed to marine traffic from 6:30 this morning till around 7:15 because they're filming a movie by the bridge. Man, they couldn't have picked a worse time, huh? That's prime moving out time. People are going to be headed out, but at least we can let them know. You know, you're not going to be. And who knows? It says around 7:15, and they're filming what kind of movie they're shooting down there.
I have no idea. When
was it Debbie Does Delacro or something like that?
I have no idea. All I can tell you is when I came down this morning, I saw everybody set up, you know, the stage crew and everything set up over there. So it's got to be something going on. And I saw it, you know, they got the signs, you know, the staging area here and whatever. But I thought it was going down, maybe down Hopedale or something. Because they have in the past made a few movies down there, what used to be the old Shell Road going towards Hopedale Marina there. They have made some movies up in that area. Mm. But, Don, you know, it is what it is. So all you got to do is just run around. It ain't no
right,
big deal.
Right.
To kick things off, Don, I'd first like to start off by saying happy anniversary to my wonderful wife, Stacy, for 21 years of putting up with my stuff. But And she has, and she's been the rock of our family. So happy anniversary, baby, and so forth and so on. So,
Robbie, let me tell you, for Stacy, there is no purgatory. She's going straight to heaven.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that myself, Don. Yeah, because, you know, I'm a handful. But it is what it is. You know, she's been a rock of our family. The Hog Slayer has been. She's ready to go, Barlow. This little cool snap came through. She's ready to go,
yep,
man.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, she wanted us to go this evening. I was like, all right, we'll see. So, but anyway, Don, Teal Hunters, yesterday, I think if we would have had this front a week ago, we would have seen a lot more birds killed than we saw. So, you know, because it was, you know, it went off at a real slow. I mean, a couple guys got a few around the Delacroix area, but, you know, it was really slow taking, you know, start off for the season. Yesterday was a game changer. We had this little front push down and push through here, and the guys that hunted the Biloxi Marsh did very well. And the same guys who hunted yesterday are back here this morning to go do the same thing or try to do the same thing today. I think we only have till Sunday that it closes. We only had a 9-day teal season, I believe, if I'm correct on that. But I could tell you that, you know, if we'd had this front last week, we'd have seen a few more birds shot than we did. You know, it's all about weather and timing, and it just didn't work out for us. But anyway, talking about some fishing, Don, we have a 14 miles an hour northwest wind here this morning again. I think today is going to be more of a redfish day than it was, than it's going to be a speckled trout day, unless it calms down right at daylight, which they said it's going to calm down, but I don't know. I don't think many people are going to get out. You know, I have a few people wanting to go snapper fishing today. Unless you're in a Freeman Cat, I don't believe that's going to happen either. I don't think a monohull is going to want to pound around in that sound, but to get out to the Gulf, maybe you will, maybe you won't. I don't know. It all depends on how much nerve you got in that wrist to go try it. So, but speckled trout fishing around here, Don, is picking up. It's looking better all the time. We talked last week about, you know, on the eastern shoreline starting to see a few more trout around that 14, 15-inch, 16-inch trout. That's telling me that more trout are coming in. I know, you know, because most of the, you know, the trout that we've been to a lot of throwbacks, guys. But we're starting to see more trout that are coming from outside in. They're long and skinny. These fish are coming in to eat, and they have plenty of bait around here. We got mega shiners, mega little mullets, lots of shrimp, tons of shrimp here for these fish to eat on to be healthy. So the fish that we talked about this too last week, that little 12 and a half inch or 12 and 7/8 push made it to that 13, but now we're starting to see some 14 to 17s, you know, up in that slot. So that's telling me that fish are migrating in. So it's just going to take a little bit cooler weather, Don, and I think this is going to be a phenomenal fall. I know we all waiting on it. Everybody's itching to get it, but it's coming, guys. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to be one heck of a trout fish season here for fall fishing, you know, in the next week or so.
I agree with you for sure. Robbie, I got some information on a fishing rodeo going to be at your marina, the St. Bernard Catholic Church rodeo. They're holding their first rodeo. I think it's October 11th.
Yes, that is exactly correct. It's called Fishing for Faith. It's open to the public, and I don't know exactly how much the tickets are, but I do know we're going to have that on October the 11th. Next weekend, we are hosting Valero's tournament, and that's going to be that's usually one of our biggest tournaments of our season, besides, you know, the kids' rodeo that we have back in June, the Knights of Nemesis. But Valero is a big tournament, so we're going to have that one next weekend here, and then the 11th we'll have Fishing for Faith, and then we're done with rodeos for the season.
Yeah, I tell you, I love those October rodeos. You know, people love to have them in July and August, but, man, the heat just gets to people. But, boy, this is the time when you get those nice, cool, crisp mornings, and the fishing's even better. So congratulations to those rodeo folks. Robbie, I got an update on the movie. It's a Mark Wahlberg movie called The Little Man. So I don't know. I'm not a Mark Wahlberg fan, but for people who are, maybe you can catch him down there while you're fishing. I don't know.
I don't know. He might pass by and see us. I don't.
He might come buy some shrimp. He might come down there.
I don't think I'm that important for Mark Wahlberg to come want to meet. I don't believe so.
All right, one last question. We're talking about bass. Are they for release or for the grease? What chance does a bass have of getting released if he's caught around Shell Beach?
He's going to the grease, pal.
Yeah, I know. And you had a run on him, you know, for a while there when we had all that fresh water, but I haven't had many people telling me they're picking up. And over there, they call them green trout, you know.
Well, we call them ditch pickles, too. So, But, you know, we have seen a few up the channel down going towards Violet. We saw some. They are still catching some. And up and behind the locks back there, behind Violet Locks, going to Chalmette, around the old hotel, Quality Inn Hotel up there, or the Marina Hotel, whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. They are catching some in that area still. So they're around.
Yep.
Behind the gas plant back here, they catch a few. Every now and then we see, and Don, the water's not really that salty here. It's you're only talking 3 parts per 1,000. So, you know, with the shrimp in the tanks out in the bayou here, we see them swimming around here, and you know, they get picked off every now and then. So, but we see them here all the time. So it's they around. Believe me, guys, they are around.
Yeah, I was hunting this week with a guy who some of those areas you mentioned. He was working over there, and he caught some bass mixed in with some good redfish. Okay, Robbie, thanks so much for the report, my friend. I think we informed people with just about everything they need to know. But if they got any questions, tell them how to get a hold of you over there.
You can call us at area code 504-239-6377, and we got tanks full of shrimp hooked to left at the bridge, and come on down and see us. We're waiting on you.
All right. Hope you and Stacy have some pork chops for your anniversary tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe so. All right. Bye-bye, Don.
All right. There he goes, Robbie Campo. Campo's Marina, Shell Beach. All right. We come back. I'm going to get to some of your texts. We asked you for reports on teal hunting, dove hunting, fishing reports. How'd you do this week if you got out? And The big question is, bass, are they for release or for the grease? Got quite a few comments. We'll be back to cover them for you right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you do not have a hunting or fishing trip planned for this National Hunting Day celebration, and hunting and fishing, by the way, I've got a list of some Department of Wildlife and Fisheries organized events across the state that have gone on. I'll pass those along to you in just a few minutes. But I did want to get to our text message board asking our listeners, bass. When it comes to bass, do you strictly release? Do you put them in the grease? Do you do a combination of both? What are your thoughts on fishing bass? A lot of different attitudes towards catching release on bass. One of our first texts coming in from a Baton Rouge area listener, he says one word, grease is his answer or her answer. Then we have this one, catch and release, but in the grease. Another one says anything under 2.5 pounds would be for the grease. And we're hearing from Fishing Freak 504 saying in hot oil, we are heading out of Venice to get some red snappers before it closes. Have a great day. Yeah, you don't have much time. We're almost getting ready to shut the season down, but be careful. I hope you got a nice craft because there's going to be some pretty good winds when you first go out of the north. Also, we're hearing from my friend Uncle Larry, and Uncle Larry says they are definitely for the grease. And the Backstrap Stacker says fresh bass is delicious. Release into the grease. We got some good rain this week, but we need some more. Yeah, we finally got a little bit of rain in some areas. Some areas didn't get any. The Worm, he's checking in and says, there should be a slot in creel limit, but definitely for the table. They make the best fish sandwich, fried with panko breadcrumbs. Now, we do have limits on bass. Of course, statewide, there's no size limit. You can keep any size bass. With a limit of 10 per day per person. Now, we do have certain water bodies in Louisiana, as do other states, where there are special size regulations, Caddo Lake, Toledo Bend, Sabine, Bussy Break, Poverty Point, Eagle Lake. Those areas have either slots or minimum sizes, like around 14 inches, and they do have release limits. It all depends on the water body as far as how good or how much you accomplish by catch and release as far as letting the bass age. You know, when it comes to deer management, it's like if you let them walk, they'll grow, and let them go, they'll grow. And as they age, they get bigger and they get better antlers. But with fish, in some cases, and this was discussed at the public hearing for the Atchafalaya Basin, that to release bass, it's okay, but it really is not going to increase the size. Most of the fish, the large percentage of them, are between 1 and 2 years old. They don't get much older than that, so they're not going to grow that big, even if you do release them into the water. But then again, if people have their own private ponds, they can put in their own little management programs. All right, well, let's see. We're hearing from Slim Dunbar up in St. Francisville, enjoying the show on the work at Exxon, Baton Rouge. Always love early Saturday morning with you. Bass question. We do both at our ponds in St. Francisville, but they are great in the grease. All right, that text number, if you want to comment, is 504-260-1870. I'll get to some more text when we come back. And also run down Louisiana's Hunting and Fishing Day celebrations. Got four of them across the state. You might want to make a little trip there. Got a lot of good activities and a great place to bring the kids. And we got a skunk watch going on. Why? I'll tell you that, too. Stay with us on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, more fishing reports and some info on some National Hunting and Fishing Day celebrations that you can attend, sponsored by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and the CCA Coastal Conservation Association. I got a couple of texts here to get to. This one's a Baton Rouge area listener. When y'all text, if you would, just send me your name, whatever handler you go by, or your name and where you might be checking in from. This one says, bass scaled filet baked in the oven. And our friend Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama, is up and listening. He said, when I fished bass tournament, it was catch and release. Yeah, just about every bass tournament is strictly catch and release, and they do a remarkable job on the survival rate on those bass. They really take care of them. Now, here's one that, from Alabama. Really, Don, I can't even believe this is an issue. Love me some fried bass, in parentheses, green trout. I think it's the best eating freshwater fish out there. A lot better than catfish, in my opinion. I would say, in my experience, a little small young bass is definitely better than catfish. But catfish can be pretty darn good. But neither one of those can come close to the old white perch. That is freshwater fish. That would be my favorite. Here's one, and I take in the opposite side. Said it's strictly for release. Yeah, that's the attitude of some people, and you know, you can do whatever suits you. You can catch and release, or you can catch and put them in the grease. All right, we have this one that says, for bass, a pound and a half, I release those in Lake Crisco. Yeah, I think I know where that is. All right, we're going to take a quick pause, and when we come back, I'll run down these National Hunting and Fishing Day celebrations for you. Right after we let our local stations identify themselves along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, on this National Hunting and Fishing Day, there are four celebrations set up by the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and the Coastal Conservation Association taking place with free, that's right, you heard me right, family fun celebrating the great outdoors. And here's what you'll find if you go to one of these. There'll be hands-on shooting and fishing activities, archery demonstrations and hands-on, frog catching, that should be fun, kayaking, live animals, food concessions, door prizes, and a lot more. It's a one-day festival of outdoor adventure, and here's the locations. Baton Rouge, Woodworth, Monroe, and Bodcaw. They did not give me the exact locations, but I got a feeling that the one in Baton Rouge is probably going to be up at the one that's on the north side. The name escapes me right now, but there's a Wadeel, that's the name of that one. Woodworth, that's probably at the fish hatchery area. I'm not sure where Monroe and Bodcaw, but if you go to the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/share. That's probably harder to find. I'd say go to the Wildlife and Fisheries website, wlf.gov.org and .com, and you'll find it. And you can check out exactly where those locations are. Free admission, free parking, and again, it's sponsored by Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and the Coastal Conservation Association. A very good event if you don't have one to celebrate. And a little bit later on, from noon to 5, over at Aquistapace, Wine and Cheese in Mandeville, I'm going to be over there with Eric Aquistapace and the Tibley boys from Martian Bayou and some other exhibitors there. They're going to have a lot of free samples of wine and spirits and food, and also some outdoor gear that you might want to stock the camp. That's what this event is called, Stock the Camp. All right, let's see. We got this skunk watch going on. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is asking for sightings of the eastern spotted skunk. Now, in Louisiana and most of the southern states, we have two species of skunk. We have the common striped skunk is the one that most of us see. And then the one that very few see is the eastern spotted skunk. And it's not really spots. It's like small stripes all over the body. And it's got a different type of tail. It's got a bushy tail with white on the end of it. If you see one of these, they're asking you to report it to the Eastern Skunk Project. And you can do that. There's a telephone number. If you go to Wildlife and Fisheries website, again, that's wlf.la.gov. Or just Google LDWF or Wildlife and Fisheries, and I think it's been years since anyone's seen one, and they kind of question if they're still here. But anyway, if you happen to see an eastern, and there's pictures of them so you can identify them, the striped skunk from the eastern spotted skunk. And, you know, come to think of it, I have not seen near the skunks that I used to. I don't know if something's going on with the population of even the striped skunk or whatever. Anyway, that's a stinky business there. All right, getting back to some of our text messages. This one says, good morning. The first fish I caught 52 years ago was a bass, and it went to the Grease, which is where every keeper bass has gone since. And also the melitons are starting to bloom, so check your vine. I checked them last week, David, and man, they're thriving. I mean, they're very, very healthy, but no blooms and no fruit yet. But I'm sure it's coming, and I'll keep checking it. Oh, he also adds maybe Mark Wahlberg is making an action-adventure movie about fishing. Could be, but, you know, that's a pretty picturesque, unique area down there where they're doing that. So it's anyway, when that goes on, the world stops for the movie crews to come in. All right, we got more text. I'll be back to get to those and also tell you about another fishing rodeo and one of those October rodeos that's coming up. And also a wildfowl festival. You may have heard about it before. It's been going on for a number of years. We'll tell you all about that, too. Coming back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, back to our text message board. Just a few minutes, we got a fishing report from Grand Isle from Darryl Carpenter. He took last week off, but he's back to give us the information you need down there. All right, here's some more text coming in. Don, I believe that bass should be released. Even if you catch a personal best and want to mount it, you can always take measurements and have a fiberglass mount made. All the best. Tight lines, big man bassin' in Covington. Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. In fact, you can do that with any fish. The fiberglass mounts hold up a whole lot better than the skin, that's for sure. Here's one from Jesse. He says, bass over 2.5-ish and up should be let go for reproduction, and to get bigger, the smaller ones taste better. Thank you for that text, Jesse. And Captain Robbins out there, and the flag is back. You're talking about the flag down in Plaquemines Parish, down there between Port Sulphur and Burris. Yeah, the big flag is back. It's a great wind indicator. And he says the teal did indeed show up yesterday. They had a 3-man opening morning limit, same Sunday evening. Never saw a bird Monday through Thursday, 3-man yesterday morning. Most we saw this year in Venice. That's from Captain Robin. Yeah, I hunted with Mike Smith on Thursday down in Delacroix, and it's been real tough down there. We killed one bird. Saw a few new arrivals coming in, but I think that season just should have been set to open maybe this weekend, today, and then go for another week since we only had the 9 days. It would have been better later. But I'm getting some reports from Catahoula, is the real hot spot. You know, my friend over there, Blake Swallow, I have to get in touch with him and get the whole story. But they're doing really good, getting easy limits there. And another hot spot is down the river on the east side out of Beschel's Landing. Some of those private leases there have done real good on the teal. All right, here's one that says, grease and the bigger ones go in the oven. And Gary in Lockport says, enjoy eating bass unless it's a trophy pond or lake. I'll be taking them home to eat. What do you say? All right, Old Dog. Old Dog's checking. He says, that's the wife's favorite. They ain't got a chance. And Popcorn in Wagaman. If it has enough meat, I say eat. That's a good rule there. Jeff and Hammond, name of equality and diversity, I treat my bass as my trout. As my trout. They fry. Okay, I think I got the text. You know, especially when you do voice to text, it kind of throws things out of whack. But I think what the message is, he treats the bass just like the trout and the fry. Here's Elliot. He says, Robbie has a 19-year anniversary. What gift is he getting? I don't know what to get my wife. Our anniversary is this week after 43 years. Well, you might check with him and see. I think he's taking a hog hunting. I think that's going to be the anniversary gift for her. All right, got some more fishing events. I love these October rodeos. Got the Venetian Isles. That rodeo has been around for a long time. It went away, and then thanks to Dean Marullo and some other folks, it's come back, and it's a great one. It's going to be October 10th, 11th, and 12th. And there's different age brackets. You got youth 9 and under, then junior 10 to 15, and then the adult category 16 and older. Wish to Fish, Danica Williams is one of the coordinators of that. She works real hard on this rodeo, and they provide fishing equipment for those that unfortunate that can't. But Venetian Isles is an on-water community in Orleans Parish, and you know, people have the car in the front yard and the boat in the back there. It's a great place. And the celebration, it's going to be at the Chef Harbor Marina is the location. And they're going to have crab races, games, auction, of course, cold beer, music, food, and lots of good times. So if you want more information, you can check it out. Dean Marullo or Danica Williams, here's the phone number to register. You can call Dean, 504-909-9487. And if you want to get that number, if you didn't have a chance, just shoot me a text at 504-260-1870, and I will pass it along to you. Another event coming up this month, in October. I want to push in October, and we'll be there by this time next week. Louisiana Wildfowl Carvers and Collectors Guild. 46 years this has been going on, and it's scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, the end of October 25th and 26th. And if you've never been to this, it's a combination of exhibits, auction, you can buy items there, but it's also a competition, and they give awards, and they do live carving and painting. And when you look at some of these, and they've extended it from just ducks and geese and waterfowl, there's also, they do a lot of bird life, owls and woodpeckers and blue jays, just about any bird you can find. And it's the detail on these birds is so fine. It looks like you could, if you went up and you pushed it or you blew on it, the feathers would separate. But it's wood, and it's really some excellent work. And it goes on for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now the Friday they don't do the exhibits, but it's kind of a setup, and they get the competitions ready. And I'll tell you one thing: they want to really reach out to youngsters and. They've got a section there where you and your kids can become your own artist. You paint your own duck head. You make a duck head pin or a butterfly brooch. And there are people there to help you get through it and do it and show you how to do it. And it's a real popular with the kids. Anyway, that's at the Castine Center on Pelican Drive in Mandeville. It's not far from Fountain Blue State Park. In fact, it's right adjacent to it. Great place to hold it. Some really good people. And you get to see some people really showcase their talents there on carving waterfowl and wildfowl. Saturday, October 25th and Sunday, 26th. We're going to get someone on in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk more about it on the air and give you a complete rundown. All right, speaking of complete rundowns, if you want one on the Grand Isle area for fishing, he's up next. We're going to be talking to Captain Darrell Carpenter, get his fishing report. We've still got a lot more to go, another whole hour of the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, let's see what's happening down in Grand Isle besides a pretty stiff north wind blowing this morning. Captain Darrell Carpenter's back with us. And, Darrell, what's the picture going to look like? We've got a little bit of taste of fall, so I guess people need to get ready for dealing with north winds because you're going to have some of that for this morning.
Yeah, Don, the forecast, last I looked at the forecast yesterday, it's supposed to switch to the south about midday, so maybe it won't be all that bad. Get a little rebound on it. I don't think... I mean, we got to bed a couple hours ago, been on the shrimp boat most of the night. I don't think that it got very strong, so I don't think it's going to muddy it up any more than it was. But, I mean, that's been one of the parts of this report that we were going to hit on is, I don't know where these pockets of dirty water is coming from, but there's been a roving pocket of dirty water just all around. I mean, earlier in the week, it was over at the Four Bayou area. A couple of days ago, it was all on the beach here. Don't really know what's stirring it up. But like I said, the river's been low, so there's no explanation for it. We just got these roving pockets of dirty water that you got to kind of stay away from. And with all of that, you know, this week's kind of been, you know, we've talked the last couple of weeks about it. We well into our transition. This week, it kind of slowed down a little bit. I mean, there was some fish caught, just inconsistent, not a whole lot. It's one of those things that, you know, you find you a school of fish, by all means, you know, the way things have been this year, you find a school, stay with them. Don't leave biting fish to go try to find something better because there's no guarantee you're going to find something better. But a decent little box of trout. I mean, the white trout are still filling in the hole whenever you got to. The fish seem to be coming down off of some of those bigger baits. They're not as heavy on the shrimp as they were earlier in the spring. They're not as heavy on the croakers as they were midsummer. And they're starting to feed a whole lot on the glass bennets. And so with that, the cockahoe bennets and or the plastic have been the bait of choice here lately.
Got it. Darryl, I got a text message. Someone wanted to ask how the shrimp had been. You've been out all night. How's the shrimp running?
Don, I'm going to tell you, around Grand Isle, the jellyfish are so thick, I don't know how an outboard engine is running. shrimp has been slow. Shrimp has been slow around Grand Isle compared to what we're used to. All the reports I'm getting are that the shrimp are still way up in the marsh. They're up in the duck ponds in the marsh. Maybe I don't think this cold front's going to be enough to drive the water down very low. We're gonna need one or two good northerners that drops that water level real low and get those shrimp moving to get them down here. Because everything I'm hearing is that, you know, the marsh is thick with them. They're not in these open bays yet.
Yep. What else does people know if they headed down there this weekend?
Don, the bull reds have come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're rolling in and out here and there, but you know, the big massive schools of bull reds were back in the passes this past week. But other than that, man, you just got to play this wind as we're in that time of the year where you've got to watch the front. This time of the year they're kind of weak, so you typically only lose one day or so with the north wind, but you just got to start watching those fronts and playing around. You know, sometimes you're going to lose a day or two behind a good cold front, but you just play around them and you give what Mother Nature gives you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Darryl, thank you for the report, my friend. Anything else going on, let us know. And if somebody wants to get in touch with you and book a trip, come down there and take advantage of some of this fall fishing and tell them how to get you.
Yeah, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can always go rely on realscreamers.com that has most of the information they need on that. Or they can just pick up the phone at 504. Listen to me. I'm going to give you a number. 225-937-6288.
All right. Yeah, you never call it. So, you know, it's hard to remember your own number sometimes. 225-937-6288, and you can talk to this man personally. Darryl, thanks so much for the report. Have a good weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yay, go Tigers, right?
Yes, indeed. Old Miss, Mississippi fans tuned in this morning, too. All right, thank you, Darryl. We appreciate it. And coming up in the after the top of the hour break, we're going to be back to talk to Captain Mike Gallo. Got several questions for him. Get a paddler's report. Also, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. I don't know if he's going to be in the fishing boat, at the lodge, or in the teal blind. I talked to him earlier this week. He was hunting in the blind. We'll get a duck hunting report from him. We'd love to get your report, too. And also, your opinion on bass. Are they for release? Are they for grease? 504-260-1870. That's our text line. You can shoot us a text and give us your reports, comments, any questions you might have that we might be able to help you answer. And by the way, I just got an update on that movie that's being filmed down there that's causing the closure of the Wycloski Bridge between 6:30 and 7:15. It's got Mark Wahlberg movie, and it's about a road trip kind of movie between friends. Not quite sure what the name of the movie was. I think they might have said The Little Man, but that's a whole different movie. It might be a remake. I don't know. We'll find out, and if we get some more updates, we'll pass them along to you. Again, that number is 504-260-1870. It's our text line. Also, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what you can find coming up on Season 15. Can you believe it? October starts off Season 15 of Bayou Wild TV and Season 4 of our Tigers in the Wild episode. So we'll tell you a whole lot more about those. All right, we come back. We'll be talking to Captain Mike Gallo and others. Stay with us for the second hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And hope you're having a great National Hunting and Fishing Day, or getting ready to start it off, and hopefully you're starting it with us each and every Saturday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. I got some more text messages coming in on our topic about bass. Is it a fish for release, or is it a fish for the grease? What is your attitude? 504-260-1870. And also got this reminder, and it said the teal season can only take place in September. If it started this weekend, it would only be a four-day season. Yeah, that's correct. I was mentioning I would like to see it as late as possible, probably end it on a Thursday and start it 9 days earlier rather than when it did start, because it just gives the birds more chance to get here the later it is. Front came in, and people who hunted in front of that front, or actually while it was going on, didn't get a chance, like people who are hunting behind. It seems like we got a little bit more of abundance of birds. There were some areas, however, that did really good. Catahoula Lake was one, and down east of the river. And there were some spots over in southwest Louisiana that had good water, and they had good concentrations out in rice field country. We're also talking about, while we're mentioning that, I got a text coming in saying they would eat a bass depending on where you caught it. For instance, New Orleans City Park has too many chemicals from the golf courses. You know, that's a good tip on whether you eat or release a fish. The older a fish is, the more likely it will have a mercury level contamination. Mercury is one of these chemicals that is, it actually moves up the food chain. If a small fish gets contaminated with mercury from the environment, it stays in the system. And the larger fish, the predator fish that eats it, that mercury is retained. So the older a fish is, the better chance that it's going to have some contaminants in it. And you'd be surprised if you never looked at it. You might want to check the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries regulation, that pamphlet. If you look on page 40, they've got a whole page about fish consumption advisories. And there are many water bodies that are listed that give specific limits on how much fish they recommend you should eat, particularly catfish and in some of the very popular areas we fish. So you might want to take a look at that and probably open your eyes up to about eating certain species and age of fish. All right, going to be a little bit later on, in fact, at noon today at Aquista Pace. In fact, we're going to be talking to Eric a little bit later on, telling you about what's going to be there for you. But it's called Stock to Camp Day, and it's going to be going on at Aquista Pace Wine and Cheese over on Causeway Boulevard in Mandeville. There's going to be some outdoor gear for the fall. There'll be some Turtle Box products, some rod and reel combos, Maui Jim sunglasses, and this is from Martian Bayou now. They'll be serving fried catfish taco with mojo sauce, so you don't want to miss out on that. Come by and see me. I'll be there, too, around noon at Aquista Pace and celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day. All right, looking at the Bayou Wild Season 15, already here for October. It's Season 4 for the Tigers in the Wild. We'll kick off with Louisiana Snake ID. I just did the voiceover for that one yesterday. That will be airing next week. And then on the 16th, it's the Catchin' Cajun, Macy Bergeron, softball player for LSU. She's our athlete that's highlighted in a Tiger in a Wild episode. She's out there catching frogs, and she knows what she's doing. Bergeron is her name, so that might be a hint where she's from. That's coming up in Season 4 of Tigers in the Wild, and it's Season 15 of Bayou Wild TV. If you want to find a station near you where you can watch it, the date and time, go to BayouWildTV.com. We've got a display there of all the stations where it airs. And also, you can always check out our YouTube page, and you can kind of binge out on them and watch all the back ones that you may have missed. All right, we come back. Let's see, I got a couple more texts. This one says, Duckhead from Denham Springs says, bass are particularly great fish for fillet and release. Just my opinion. All right, that's if you got one, let us know. Here's one that says 50 years of catch and release, now it's hook and cook. That's Scott listening to us in Lacombe. All right, Mike Gallo's next. We call him Born on the Bayou Guy. No fish, no pay. That's how he operates. We'll be back to chat with him right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a CETO presentation. And remember now, you just got a few more days. When September's gone, so will be the opportunity to purchase the 15-month special. That's right. You get 3 free months of coverage when you join CETO and put in the special promo code CELA15. 15 when you check out. That's SELA 15 at checkout. You can do it by going to CETO.com, or you can call Captain Chris. He'll sign you up and give you that discount too. It's 504-301-4545. You'll be entitled to free boat towing, fuel delivery, jump starts, and every boat that you own, rent, or borrow. How about that? Even if you borrow a boat or you rent one, it will be covered by your CETO coverage. Don't live home without it. CETO. CETO.com or 504-301-4545. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. And, Mike, I don't know whether you're at the Spots and Dots Lakehouse Lodge or you're in the boat right now, but, man, what a beautiful morning it's going to be. And I got first up question. Someone wanted to know if you've been fishing that Lower Pearl River area, and have you caught any bass there if you've been fishing that East Pearl?
I have fished in the East Pearl area recently, but I have not caught any bass. I don't know if that helps answer his question or not.
Awesome. All right, we lost you for a second there. You said, we last heard you said you fished in the East Pearl, but you did not catch any bass.
That's correct.
What did you catch?
We've been catching a mix of speckled trout, white trout, of course, the pesky catfish. That's been the majority of our catch. We're seeing some croakers.
And where are you headed today? What's the plan?
I'll probably be in the Lower Pearl again today with this kind of a brisk north wind. We'll stay in protected water.
Yeah. That would be the best option. I guess maybe some of those areas for people that want to stay close, some of those canals on the interior of the North Shore might be a good spot.
I talked to Captain Penny Krieger just yesterday, and he caught some redfish and some trout in some of the canal systems like Gohegan's Canal and some of the more popular canal systems in the area.
Mike, what is the deal on fishing like Eden Isle canals where there's homes and residents in there, and some of the newer subdivisions that are being built there? There's some pretty good fishing there because it's some pretty deep water and stays pretty clean, and there's a lot of bait attracted along the pylons and that kind of stuff. As far as legalities or ethics, what do you do when you fish in those places?
Well, normally I don't fish those areas until the water temperatures get in the 60s or high 50s. That's when those deep canals seem to produce best. And I just be respectful. If the guy doesn't want me fishing in his yard, I'll have to go someplace else. You know, but there's plenty of water there, plenty of areas to move around. As long as you're respectful, not throwing a big wake or casting up on someone's dock where you could potentially lose your line and then your hook might hurt someone. I think it's just about being respectful.
Got it. Mike, what about Biloxi Marsh? Have you ventured over there to that northern end, or is this wind going to prevent you from doing that?
Yeah, we had thoughts of potentially going over there this morning. We caught a bunch of trout yesterday, and we thought we might switch gears and do some red fishing. And I got up and saw that 14-mile-an-hour wind and decided maybe we should stay a little closer.
How is the new 13-inch minimum affecting you? Are you finding a lot of fish right under that 13 now, where it used to be right under 12?
Right. We had quite a few yesterday that we had to throw back that were 12.5, 12.75. But we are going to have a good year, so it shouldn't be a hindrance. Once we get another 3 weeks, it should be very consistent fishing.
Yeah. Well, since you've been around that Pearl area, have you spotted any teal in that area the last couple of days?
We saw very few, but I did hear lots of shots. So I'm imagining somebody seeing them and shooting at them.
Yeah, somebody else told me that, they were around the Big Branch Wildlife Area and didn't see any, but there was a lot of shooting going on. Sometimes I'm wondering what those people are shooting at.
I don't know. I was busy yesterday. I had 4 clients from the Kentucky area, and they had me hopping around the boat, baiting hooks and taking fish off and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's great that you got those out-of-state folks come down here and enjoy what we've got. Well, if somebody does want to come down here, they can find you easily on my website. We can just shoot you from mine to yours at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your site and telephone number, Mike, if they want to get in on a trip.
I got some dates available. You can find me at aaofla.com, Angling Adventures of Louisiana on social media, or you can call me at 985-781-7811.
And you take reservations at the Spots and Dots Lakehouse Lodge. Doesn't get any easier than that. Work up, wake up, you got your coffee there, you got your breakfast, and walk downstairs and get in the boat. No, can't be easier than that. So especially those out-of-towners, what a great opportunity for them.
Yep, that's about what we did this morning.
Well, go get them, Mike, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Sounds good.
All right, there he goes. A little bit of a problem. He's on the water already, a little bit of a connection problem there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll update you on the paddler's report. Unfortunately, you had a fatality. A kayak sunk up in Toledo Bend or overturned, and the young fisherman lost his life. You got to be careful. All right, we'll be right back after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And it's time for our paddler's report, sponsored by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Not only will you find paddle sports equipment and kayaks, but also some of the latest fishing tackle used for the local area. Also, they're a fly shop specialist and actually offer fly tying and fly fishing classes. You can check with Justin and get some dates on those. Also got some really sharp-looking apparel in the store. Free parking, great location, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. It's No Wake Outfitters. Joining us now is Lance Burgos. And, Lance, thanks for joining us. What's going on? Isn't the championship this weekend?
No, Don. Hey, morning. Next weekend will be the Bayou Coast Championship, a culmination of their series throughout the year. So if you were a competitive guy and you qualified in any of the five tournaments that the Bayou Coast produced this year, you will. Everybody's focused on Cocodrie next weekend. It'll be a shotgun start out of Cocodrie for the championship and the belt.
How many contestants are expected in that that qualified?
I was looking at the leaderboard this morning, and it looks like we got just over 40 competitors that are qualified for the tournament. So I'm sure everyone will pay their dues and take their shot at the belt.
Well, that sounds great. Going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully this good weather will continue. Did you hear about that accident, that fatality up on Toledo Bend during that Bassmaster kayak tournament going on up there?
I did. And what a tragedy. You know, I did not get and see any reports. Our good friend Chris Holmes did post something about that. I was actually reading about that a little bit this morning, and you know, certainly prayers and condolences go out to that young man's family, and just a tragedy and another, hopefully not another case of a missing PFD.
Yeah, well, and this is unconfirmed, but I heard a report that they found the PFD was still in the kayak, and he went out of it, either fell out of it. I think the weather got a little rough up there. I'm not sure all the details, but, you know, in a kayak, you got to keep that PFD on.
Yeah, you do. I know. I've seen some pictures of the young man, and I noticed there weren't some fish pics. There was not a PFD on, and you know that's something we as ambassadors for the sport promote. Anytime I take someone new, it just doesn't matter. Everyone has to wear a PFD.
Lance, what can you tell folks that are looking to paddle with these conditions we got? We're going to have a little bit of a north wind for this weekend and some nice mild temperatures. Is it going to change much in your areas that you want to fish or your techniques?
Yeah, it does. You know, Don, I mean, this is really one of the best times of the year, right? I mean, it's been a long, hot summer. Probably the first summer I let the heat keep me off the water a little bit more than I wanted to be. And so we're into the fall pattern. And I mean, the temperature just makes it just so inviting to be out there and enjoying, you know, that you know, the temperatures and conditions. A little north wind's not a bad thing. And for us kayakers with the range that we have in our boats, it's time to start looking at, you know, I love catfish late this time of year, Highway 1, Highway 23, all the usual, you know, roads to fish, but I'm not quite ready to start dialing down some of my tackle. The fish are still, they're kind of getting frisky now, right? The heat's gone and the cool temperatures will set in. But, you know, in about a month or two, I'll probably dial down some of my leaders. You do kind of shrink, you know, go to some smaller bait. Sometimes that works because the fish are getting into their preparation for the winter pattern. And it's just a wonderful time just to be on the water. The temperature just make it so much more hospitable, let's say.
Absolutely. Cocodrilo, that's where the championship's going to be held. What advice would you give people fishing it? What tactics would you use? How's Cocodrilo going to be next week?
Great question. You know, all eyes on Cocodrilo for the competitors. I was fortunate enough to earn a wild card spot, so I will compete next weekend. And, you know, there's a ban on fishing. The Bayou Coast does a two-week ban, so no one can camp out and pre-fish the area this weekend. I think that ban started on September 22nd. So everybody will have a fair shot on the Friday before the tournament to kind of spread out and go look around. Historically, what I've known about Cocodrilo, great red fishing. I was really pleased with the Redfish Rumble results from 2 weeks ago. The last qualifier, a lot of good bags came in, a lot of good redfish in the marshes. Not so sure about the trout fishing. You know, this championship is going to require all of our skill. We got to look for two redfish, three trout, and a kicker flounder. The heaviest bag with all six of those fish will take home the title. So, you know, Cocodrilo is a wonderful area. I've fished it before. It's not a place that I focus on this time of year, but that's where a lot of us will be looking to score big next weekend. But certainly, definitely, east, west, or south of Cocodrilo, you know, there's plenty of water, there's plenty of marsh, and now that we got a little bit of cool front, I kind of expect the trout bite to pick up a little bit more than it's been and hopefully complement the great red fishing that we've seen the last few weeks.
Yeah, that flounder is going to be a key fish. That's going to be the kicker to get you over the top. You know, I like the way the tournament's set up, and also with the two-week ban where it doesn't allow people who have the time to get out there and pre-fish, and, you know, somebody that doesn't have the time and only going to be able to show up for the day of the tournament would be at a big disadvantage. What about intel? Is that allowed? Can you get people who are fishing there, give you some info, or is that also banned?
Yeah, you know, not as serious as the Redfish Tour on the boat side where, you know, you can't talk about fishing. So certainly intel is being shared. How much of that is quality intel or smokescreen intel is yet to be determined. But I've certainly talked to a few friends and, you know, folks who fish that area. And maybe owe Captain Martha Spencer a phone call because I know she's out of Cocodrilo these days too.
Yeah. Well, good deal. It's a great time. Should be a lot of fun. And hopefully the weather will hold up. And we'll get a report on it when it's over. Well, Lance, thanks so much for the info. Good luck on it. Hope you can catch those six fish and get the belt.
It'd be great. Just a great time of year. And, you know, for all those kayak anglers out there, get those boats out and get on the water. It's time to go catch some fish. It's going to feel great, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you going to be back in time to catch the ball game, right?
That's the plan. That is the plan.
get her done early. Thanks, Lance. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time.
You bet. Thanks, Don.
All right, there he goes. Lance Burgess, one of our field reporters for the Kayak and the Paddlers Report. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. We've got three of them. We'll tell you their story right after we pause for this commercial break on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking in on our listener text message board at 504-260-1870. We're hearing from Jason and the crew over at Corey's Barbershop, where I get my ears lowered is what they call it. Got a wonderful Saturday morning. He says, go Tigers. Yeah, we got a big game coming up this afternoon, and you'll hear it on many of these same stations. All right, we have Steel Man checking in from Gaydon. He's with Big Burr and Jay Bull. Slow last weekend on the teal, but Big Burr hunted all week and reports the teal did arrive on Wednesday. Jay Bull's got the pressure on to make easy peeling boiled shrimp today. Happy hunting. Well, let me tell you, pass along to Jay Bull. The key to easy peel boiled shrimp is don't overboil them. I mean, like I do 3 minutes and then a soak. Because anything longer than that, you're going to have trouble with them. All right, we got Chris the Weave. He's headed out to do our flounder trip at our flounder spot. He says, I hope they still have a few And they're big ones. Good luck to the weave going out after the flounders in the kayak over on the Mississippi coast. Here's one from a Baton Rouge listener. 3-pound bass and up get released. All others hit the grease. And checking in is Team Bada Boom. What a great name for a hunting team. Team Bada Boom's in the duck blind with the boys waiting on the teal in Venice. Maverick and Nathan have itchy fingers looking for those teal ducks. Well, go get them. Great sport, teal hunting. All right, when we come back right after this pause, we're going to have our bad boy, the outdoors story this week. Got three of them to tell you about, but first, we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, our story begins on August 5th when our bad boys of the outdoors jumped the gun on the Louisiana deer season. Department of Wildlife and Fishery Agent Sergeant Tyler Smith, Sergeant Brandon Fontenot, Senior Agent Nicholas Artigo, and Agent Lane DeVilliers were acting on information they had received on July 31st about an illegally taken deer in the Palmetto area of St. Landry Parish. During the investigation, the agents learned that Justin Boudreaux killed a pregnant doe on July 30th with a .22 rimfire rifle near his home. Agents also found that 63-year-old Joel Ellis Jr. and 39-year-old Bryant Odie Bryant, both of Palmetto, helped Boudreaux drag the deer back to his residence and clean it. Sounds like aiding and abetting a crime to me. And they are indeed facing up to a $950 fine each and up to 120 days in jail for their part in the crime. Now, during the background check on Mr. Bryant, the agents discovered that he had two active warrants for his arrest in Lafayette Parish, and they promptly arrested Bryant on the active warrants on September 7th and booked him into the St. Landry Parish Correctional Facility to be extradited to the Lafayette Parish Slammer. So, for hunting deer during closed season using illegal methods, you see a .22 rifle is not allowed for deer hunting, and his possession of an illegally taken deer, looking at $2,400 in criminal fines and sharing with the other two alleged bad boys another $1,624 civil restitution. The replacement value of that deer is 27-year-old Justin Boudreaux of Palmetto, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. You know, it raises a question, since the doe he killed was pregnant, should he have been charged another $1,624 civil restitution for that extra deer? Seems reasonable to me. What do you think? Shoot us a text, 504-260-1870. If someone kills a pregnant doe illegally, that means that the fetus or the fawn is also illegal. Would that generate another civil restitution? That's the civil restitution. There is a list of prices for game animals, birds, fish. I mean, just almost everything, even if it's not game. If it's wildlife, fish, or birds, there is a value assigned to it, and you have to pay that back because it's state property, actually. All right, we'll be right back after this. We're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. We'll find him. He could be in a duck blind, could be in a fishing boat, could be at the hunting lodge. We'll find out right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And when they had that song, when they wrote it, they had this guy in mind, Captain Ryan Lambert, our Cajun Fishing Adventures contact. And last time I spoke to him, he was in the teal blind getting set up. How did it work out for you?
Well, that day didn't work out because I didn't get into the blind because it was so low. But yesterday worked out really well with kill 42. And today, I got two so far, but I got a blind to the left of me. Nemo's over there whacking him. So he got me a little cut off right now. But that's okay. That customer's winning.
That's great. Yeah, that little front, it worked. It brought him in, that's for sure, because it was really slow up until that point.
Oh, goodness. It wasn't slow. It was non-existent. It was bad. But that, you know, just like magic, the night before the season, there they were, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy how it works. You know, it's a big giant. Right there. Right to the course. Yeah, there's a big giant migration going on right now. I don't, you know, I'm sure it's a lot of teal with it, but a lot of neotropicals and stuff that were blacking out the radar yesterday. So it's happening. As the days go shorter, it's not always a cold front or a full moon. As the days go shorter, they start their migration. So it's happening.
Yes, it is. And, you know, are you seeing a lot of the bigger ducks, the wood ducks, and the whistlers? We saw quite a few whistlers when I was out in Delacroix.
I saw two big flocks of them yesterday, but they were just passing by. A lot of mottled ducks, a lot of wood ducks. Have to be careful with the moodies because they're kind of a smaller stature, like a teal. They just, you know, you got a square tail and a cone on their head and a big white belly, so you can tell, you know, if you really want to. Something about us right there. Yeah, it's beautiful out here. There's a north wind. It's nice and fresh. All the boys did really good. They caught their limit of fish in no time yesterday, and the ones that wanted bull reds really whacked the bull reds. So trout moving in. We're firing on all cylinders now.
It's a great time of year. Man, that river is really low. Is it below two or right at two?
No, it's two something, and it's going to go down even further. So everything's pouring this way. That's how it was. All the baits pouring this way. You could tell when you start getting ladyfish and needlefish everywhere. You know, you could tell it's that time of year when everything's coming this way, and that's the way it is. So it's bull reds are really showing up big now. It's going to be a great fall.
I got someone wanting me to ask you about trout over by Myrtle Grove. Any reports?
There's trout moving in. There's a lot of little fish right now, but another 2 weeks they'll be everywhere. They'll be able to catch them under the birds and on the reefs. Everything's, you know, October 1st, it's like they have their own little calendar. They know, but they'll start pouring in. But they're starting a little early this year, so it shouldn't be long. Y'all be able to get some. It's four on the right now.
You have a lot of, yeah, he's got some teal flying around. That's why you're hearing that teal squeaky type light call. Ryan, while you're calling those ducks in there, let me ask you, you got a lot of guys out there fishing. Has that 13-inch been a problem?
No, heck no. You don't even, you know, once it's a state of mind, it's just, it is what it is. Now, there's a lot of little bitty fish right now, but 13 has not been a problem at all. Keeping the guide limit's a bit of a problem for us because I can't get nothing to feed the customers. they're taking their fish home, and I can't keep any.
You got to find some white trout. You don't talk much about white trout, but y'all got them down there.
Yeah, usually that's under the birds, you know, and I don't really care because of the gaff tops under the birds. I really don't care to fish the birds that much, you know, a bunch of little trout. You can sit there and slay them. Now, I like to go fish white trout once it gets cold, and I'll go down the river in a couple of holes, and you can sit there and whack them on the bottom. That's coming soon, too. But those are nicer fish. That's not under the birds. So that's coming pretty soon. I'll be able to do that. And, you know, this trout specs mixed in with them and occasional bull red, so... Yeah, I like it all. You know that.
Is that Kenley I'm hearing panting there or somebody else?
That's Kenley right up in my face because she's always in my face. And I got Carly and I got Spark. I have all three of them today.
Man, you got some dog power going on there, man.
I got plenty of dog power. Nothing's getting away.
That's good. Well, hope y'all get the limits out there. I'm sure you probably will. Water came up for you?
Yeah, the water's up today. It was really low the other day, and I got out of here at 9:30. Then this evening, I got to take LSU students out and do a little teaching this evening on coastal restoration. And it's a busy, busy day.
You do a lot of that, huh?
I do. I take Tulane, Loyola, LSU, all the environmental students, some environmental law. You know, take them and show them what's going to happen in the future and what we can do. In fact, they had a girl yesterday that changed her curriculum. because of going out in the boat with us and learning about it. She just took so much interest in it. So we're teaching them, and it's bringing it to the next generation, because it's on this side, the land that built this winter, is this summer with the Ohio River, is phenomenal. I mean, so much new land. And duck potatoes, wait till you see the duck potatoes when you come. I mean, we have a good pintail and canvas back here.
Yes, indeed. And they got 3 pintails this year, so you should be should make a lot of hunters happy. Well, that's fantastic. Oh, yeah. You know, not only do you entertain people and inform them, you know, with the hunting and fishing, but, you know, you change that girl's life by bringing her out there. That's incredible. You got to make
and
it
And she
make
can
it
change
good.
Louisiana's life, too.
That's right. That's
she
right.
She could be the one.
She could pay it back. Well, listen, guys, have a great time down there. If somebody wants to get in on some of this fall fishing, and we got, you know, hunting season, regular duck season coming up in November, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, they just call me direct at 504-559-5111. Or just go to Cajun Fishing Adventure if you just want to check it all out.
And tell them Kenley sent you.
Yep, Kenley do it.
All right, brother. Be good. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fun to see you.
All right, there he goes. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, got some comments coming in saying, oh, yeah, on the guy that killed the pregnant doe. He said, this is Gumbo checking in. Says, absolutely, they should be fined again. And another one says, when you said pregnant doe, I thought it would be 2 restitutions. Well, I think it should be, but so far it looks like just 1. And also he adds, the bass is in the grease. Here's another vote for yes, I think she was pregnant. They should have charged for 2. And this one says, I wonder how much of the money is collected after a penalty is issued of killing game or breaking the law of hunting out of season or whatever. To me, they should also lose their hunting privileges forever. It would make people think twice. I agree with you. It's in fact, there's been some studies done. And the biggest fear or the biggest thing about people resenting that they were caught and that they did hunting and fishing violations is if they lose their license, and there are some charges that you can get that would, I call it the death penalty, where you lose your license forever, and they have a collective where it can be not just in Louisiana, but a lot of states. If you do it in one state, you can't hunt in another. And that's the biggest fear, is never being able to hunt again. And that, to me, is the death penalty for a hunter. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Eric Aquistapace. I'm going to be down at the Aquistapace Wine and Cheese in Mandeville this afternoon. They've got a first-ever Stock the Camp event going on this National Hunting and Fishing Day. We'll tell you everything going on down there. Hope you can make it right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, we've been talking about it all morning long. Today is National Hunting and Fishing Day and Louisiana National Hunting and Fishing Day. It's also Stock the Camp Day. And to tell us all about that is Eric Aquistapace of Aquistapace's Wine and Cheese at 631 North Causeway Boulevard in Mandeville, where from noon till 5, the Stock the Camp event will be going on. Eric, good morning, man. I'm really excited about coming down there for this first ever Stock the Camp. Who came up with this idea?
Well, actually, it was some of my employees and some of the people that work for one of the distributing companies, R&DC. And then they brought me in on it. And I'm like, you know what? Stock the Camp. You can't, like, that's a cool event. We have camps, you know what I mean? And, like, so it meant something to me, you know? And especially, you know, Hunting and Fishing Day, National Hunting and Fishing Day, is a perfect day to do it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Tell us what people are going to see when they come down there today that they wouldn't normally find at Aquistapace's Wine and Cheese.
Well, so this all evolved from being a simple tasting, and as they conjured up more ideas, this has become a whole entire, like, community involvement by a lot of different vendors, a lot of different organizations that are coming today to basically do everything for Stock the Camp and everything for hunting and fishing. So basically, on our side of things, we're going to have a lot of wine and spirit samplings and food samplings. So, with our vendors, so you know, for wine samples, we think a big, robust wine. So we're doing like things like duck horn and Camus, Stag's Leap, plus a lot of other different big, robust wines. And then my staff is very knowledgeable about food pairings. So when we think Stock the Camp, you know, we think about eating around with friends and family and stuff like that. And so these are things that as you cook at your camp or, you know, even at your home after you finish hunting, And these are wines that would pair with, you know, different fish or meats that you would have that you cook with.
I was going to say, Eric, you know, a great thing is right after the hunt, you're out there in the cold and you're either duck hunting and you come back to the camp or you had a day fishing and it's cold and you get the fireplace going or the heater going, the wood burning stove, and then pull out some bourbon, man. Nothing like that. What bourbons are you going to have there for samplings?
So we're going to have 10 Cup Whiskey is going to be there. We're going to have Pendleton Bourbon, J.T. Mellick, which is local. They actually, it's a rice whiskey that's made in the western part of Louisiana. And the family's crawfish farmers. They do heritage grain rice. Really cool stuff. We have also tequila, Cadiga tequila. We have some Glenfiddich Scotch whiskey, Jefferson's Bourbon, and Bird Dog whiskey. So we got a bunch of different whiskeys to try out. You know,
that will well stock the camp. Now, you got some giveaways, too, and we want people to come down there and sign up for those. Give us a little bit of rundown on what they might be able to win as far as prizes.
So, okay, like I just got a good list of it, and there's more. This is just an abridged version. So far we're giving away two barbecue grills and grill kits, one Keurig with Absolut and Kahlua for espresso martinis, one rolling cooler filled with Malibu, one Yeti filled with Cadiga tequila and Jefferson bourbon, one Yeti filled with 10 Cup whiskey and Pendleton bourbon, a solo stove filled with Bird Dog whiskey, a turtle box, plus we have more giveaways from that.
Very good.
So you fill out an entry form when you get there, and then after the event, we'll do a drawing, and then we'll announce all the different winners.
Very good. And if you want to talk to some experts, we've got the representatives from James Peters, you know, from Pack Range. He'll have someone there. Delta Waterfowl, Coastal Conservation Association. And, of course, our buddies over at Martian Bayou, they're going to have some special fall gear they're going to be exhibiting.
Absolutely. So we have Martian Bayou Outfitters. Covey Rise, Covey Rise Lodge will be there also. Pack Range, and then the organizations Delta Waterfowl, Ducks Unlimited, CCA, to sit there and, you know, I mean, it becomes a community, talk hunting and fishing, get in the mood, you know.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a lot of different sauces and cheeses and stuff like that would pair with different wines and bourbons, and I don't know, we have some pretty cool stuff. Like, we have a Louisiana Lagniappe cheddar that I created that's basically the crawfish boil infused cheddar. So, you know, you think of everything, you know, boiled seafood infused into a cheddar, meltable, great to cook with. What's more like, you know, camp than that?
Yes, indeed. I'll definitely want to sample some of that. So it's noon to 5 p.m., and that's at Acquista Pace Wine and Cheese, Causeway Boulevard in Mandeville. You can't miss it. Eric, look forward to seeing you. Great idea to come up with, and hopefully it'll continue on an annual event. Stock the camp. Can't get any better than that.
Thank you, Mr. Don. Appreciate it.
All right, there he goes, Eric Acquista Pace. Come by and see me. We'll be there at noon till 5, and that's today, and you can enjoy some of those fine samples. All right, we'll be back next week, 2 hours of The Outdoors. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.